Tat With My Name On It is probably the oldest song on this album. I love that it's about, it's a story song. And, but it's like the timeline of the story is so concentrated, but you can tell everything that's gone on. And, you know, realizing that this guy doesn't have anything without this girl, that he can't move on, that the only thing he has to his name is a tab, is a really, I think, defeating moment, but I think it's like, leaves it in a hopeful place at the end of the song, saying like, hey, if you just come down for one beer, that's all I'm asking. I'm not asking you for anything else. And I think that a lot of people have that moment, whether it's in a bar or somewhere else, where they're like, gosh, I would give anything just to talk to this person that I love or that I miss. And so that's what that song is about. It's where it comes from. Oh, Tat With My Name On It too. We got to do a massive string day with that song and the next song, What Are You Drinking? So we have an 8-piece string section that was arranged, and we got to go in there. And I have never been in the studio and said as little as I did that day, because I was so blown away with the talent that was in the room, and I was so just thrilled that we actually got to do that. It sounds amazing, and it makes the song, and it adds to just like this movie feel. Like, you can sort of see the story playing out even more so with that, the strings behind this, what kind of sounds like a very like 90s feeling rock and roll tune, right? But then you add like the steel guitar and the dobro, and you add these strings, and you're like, this feels very cinematic. And I'm really, that was probably one of my most, that was the most fun I had, I think, recording the album.